Profile on Praise Junction.
Listen.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
You are on Praise Junction at Hope FM. Listen and leave. Grace Mutiso is my name on Profile. Today we get straight to it. Karibuni sana. We love you and keep it right here, Hope FM, the station where you listen and leave. And I also salute everyone listening to us via your radio on 93.3 in Nairobi and its environs, 93.9 Western Kenya, Rift Valley regions on Nyanza, 101.9 at the coast. And you can stream us live on www.hopemediakenya.org. Allow us to go straight and at this point, I want to introduce my guest. I'm hosting none other than Pastor Johnson Kibali. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very fine. Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Imagine we've looked for you for such a long time since we began playing your music. I think it should be last year.
And I'm so grateful because of Hope FM. You've been playing my music. I really appreciate you guys.
Karibu sana.
It's a pleasure being here.
Amen.
Amen.
I love asking the guests I host every day, what has the Lord been ministering to you on this week?
This week, God has been ministering to me about faith, which is what I'd like to speak about probably at the end of the show. As I encourage someone who's listening in today, but I've come to learn a lot about faith.
Yeah.
And I really thank God for that learning and how God speaks to me about certain things that He wants me to learn. Yes.
Faith. Okay.
Yeah.
Allow us to pause here quickly, and for somebody who could be wondering, so who is this guest on air? We've been talking about Johnson Kibali. Let's just get to listen to this one beautiful, beautiful worship song to our God that you did. Then when we come back after this song, my first question would be, this song was birthed out of what? That's what we'll be looking at. Here's Pastor Johnson Kibali's song.
Profile song break. Take a moment of reflection. This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
Nahitaji nguvu zako, Bwana nisaidie. Nahitaji neema yako, Bwana. Nahitaji mkono wako, Bwana nisaidie. Nahitaji uwepo wako, Bwana nisaidie.
Wewe ndiwe Mungu wangu.
Johnson Kibali, the singer of that beautiful song titled Bila Wewe. Pastor, you go straight to it. So, this song, when did you write it? When did you record it?
I recorded this song 3 years ago. After recording it, I stayed with it.
Why?
Because I was still in that moment where I really needed God to come through for me in many ways. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, physically, I had a lot of needs and I stayed with it, singing along. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, while singing along in my house, God was really ministering to me. Even producing the song itself, having the video out, that in itself was a need. And God came through for me and I had the video out. It's a song that has taken a lot of time to bring out. And I thank God for how he came through for it. And I thank God even because of the producer. Sam Lokwa is really a good producer who really understands the music of the ministers of the gospel. And he really gives it everything to bring out the best. And so I really thank God for that song.
I want to get a bit deeper because for every song it's a sermon. You know, you God gives you from a place, and you've said you're at a place where you needed God to come through for you. Right. Without getting into many details, what was that one thing that you know was really tough for you at that point, and God put this song in your heart,
right?
And you took paper and pen, you wrote it, and God gave you a push, go record it,
yeah.
and then wait and trust me to release it. So what was really happening? One thing that was happening that was really a big giant you needed God to come through.
Right. One among many, being a pastor or being in the ministry when you are young has a lot.
Yeah.
You have a lot to give, and most of the time you don't have much to receive. You have much to give, you don't have much to receive. And so that was one of the greatest needs I had then.
Yeah.
I was feeling like I'm giving a lot and receiving very little. And at that moment is when I was telling God, I am your servant. Here I am serving you wholeheartedly. I need you to come through for me, spiritually, physically, and everything that I need. So it was one among many other things that I needed then.
Mm. Yeah. So it's a point of desperation.
It was a point of desperation.
Ah.
Yes.
Did God come up? Because I know many of us, when you're at that point, you're like, God, come and don't send anyone. And it has to be today. If not today, the salvation thing, God, or ministry, no.
It wasn't a pap thing.
For how long did you wait?
I had to keep in prayer. And remember, the song is done 3 years ago. And coming to have the song out mid last year. So it's been a process of prayer and journey. But in that process, I kept the faith. And by keeping the faith, God has been answering my prayers one by one, one by one. So it wasn't an immediate thing there and then. No. Through it, God would give me assurance. Through it, God would speak to me and tell me, my son, hold on. You have to go through some processes in life, because at the end of it all, you will appreciate why you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Process.
The process.
And keeping the faith.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Johnson.
Amen.
Now let's go way back. Growing up as a young man, where did you grow up, and how was your growing up like? What do you remember?
I'm born in Nairobi, raised partially in Nairobi and partially in Naivasha. So born in Nairobi. After some time, my parents relocated to Naivasha, where they're still staying until now. But later, again, after finishing my primary school, I came back again to Nairobi, where I have been since then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Firstborn, you said.
I am a firstborn.
Mm.
Yeah.
In a family of... Let's go
In a family of seven. Six boys, one girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Tuko wengi hivyo.
I see wengi. You ask other people, then you'll know.
Yeah.
And grew up in a Christian home, or how was it for you?
I grew up in, let me say, because using the word Christian is broad, let me say I grew up in a Christian family.
Mm-hmm.
Where I come from, a lot of us, or let me say our household, yote, we were going to a Catholic church. And at some point, it wouldn't give me what I wanted. Think from when I was young, there has been this thing that has been inside of me. Because I think when you have a calling, it won't make you rest until you be where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
So there I didn't find fulfillment. I didn't find whatever I needed from God. So when I was young, about when I was around class six there, I stopped going to the church. And then I came to go back to the church again when I was in Form 1.
Mm.
Because that is when I began to encounter God in a way that I desired.
So from class 6 to form 1,
yeah.
What were you doing in between there? Because you stopped going to church.
Yeah, I just like a normal boy would do on Sundays, you shugulikia some few things at home. And in the afternoon, unatokea mta and you go. Then I remember ilikuwa gazile times video halls. So I would spend my afternoon in video halls and go back in the evening, and that was a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in Form 1 you encountered God.
In Form 1 is
the
when
way you
I,
wanted.
Yes.
What happened?
I went to church.
And the same church or different?
I went to, not the same. Okay. I went to Methodist church.
Mm.
Methodist church. I went there, and their way of worship, how they would allow the Holy Spirit to minister, that is what I wanted. And so after being there for some time, I didn't get born again immediately. I started being there in Form 1, and I got born again in Form 2. So 1 year and some months, I would just observe, but I was feeling this is a place I need to be.
Mm.
This is where I feel God is ministering to me. And so just one day, Reverend was ministering. I remember then. His name is Reverend Eric Kenja.
Yes.
He's now the youth minister at Kariakoo Methodist. He was ministering then, and the whole sermon was like speaking to me. And at some point I thought, if God speaks to people, then he must have spoken to this guy audibly.
Mm.
And he heard him very correctly that he's speaking to me. And at the end of the service, he asked who would like to be born again, and I stood up very quickly.
Yeah.
And I went there, he prayed, he got born again, and since then it has been a journey. Though now, since Form 1 to Form 2 I got born again, I was still serving,
mm-hmm,
in prison worship.
Not born again.
And that is happening today. It's,
yes,
it's happening a lot.
Yeah.
But it came to a point where I had to be in. I had to experience God who I profess.
Mm.
Had to speak to people about God I have an experience with, not God who I hear others testify about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take you back. You know, you've said a very important point.
Mm.
That you went to church where,
right,
you know, you got that satisfaction that this is where God wants me to be.
Yeah.
I'm being ministered to the way I feel I'm fine.
Right.
You get into church, you get into ministry.
Yeah.
You've not made a personal commitment to follow God.
Yeah.
And God meets up with you, catches up with you in Form 2, and you surrender your life to him.
Mm.
From your own experience, what's the difference of serving God you don't know, and serving God you have a relationship with when you give your life to Christ?
The difference is you will never have an encounter with him. You will hear people say, God has done this for me, God has done that for me, and you keep on wondering, how does he do that?
Yeah.
And until the moment you give your life to him, that is when you'll have a true encounter with God. But not until then, you will keep on testifying God of others, not your God.
Yeah.
That's why we get born again, we say it's a personal decision. The Lord is my personal savior.
Yeah.
Not until you get personal with him, you won't have an experience with him. You will keep on testifying of God who is of others, not your personal God.
And God speaks to each one of us.
God speaks to each and every one of us.
Mm.
That's the beauty about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get born again in Form 2 and give your life to Christ, everything will be fine. How was it for you? I believe it was fine, huh?
Where life then was really tough.
What was happening?
Because I was in a children's home.
Okay.
Not that I didn't have parents. Mm. I did. But because of situations in life, desperation, and having no other place to go, I had to be there.
Where were your parents? How did you get yourself in a children's home?
When I finished my class 8, I stayed out without joining Form 1 for 1 year. Then I was just doing casual jobs. Those who know how the building sand is gotten out of ground, those who know how it's gotten out of ground, they can see the work you do before you get to the sand itself.
Yeah.
That's the work I was doing. It's very dangerous. And most of those people who were doing it, they couldn't do it normally. You had to have a boost.
What do you mean by a boost?
A boost, I mean, a lot of people used bang.
Oh.
And that is the only work I could find to do. But I've never, even in that time, I didn't use it. I've never used it. It's never in me to use drugs or anything, any substance that is not good. And so, after staying out 1 year, at some point my parents separated. And it was a very depressing moment.
Mm.
After they separated, one of my cousins came and told me there's a children's home in Nairobi that offers secondary education. Probably you could be there. So I remember that one morning I woke up very early. I didn't even have a bag. Put my few to clothes on in a paper bag.
Oh.
And some few money that I had gathered. Used it as transport. Nikakuja Nairobi, came to the children's home. That's how I found myself in a children's home.
Did you tell your parents this way I'm going, or you just decided I've gathered some money after working in this Mjengo place, I'm going, I need change?
Yeah, I did. After my parents separated, then I were left home with dad. So coming, we had to have a talk, and he released me to come. And my mom, I don't know, because then I didn't even have a phone or anything. I don't know how mom came to know about it, but she called me through my cousin, and she said, I've heard that you found a school, a home where they're offering secondary education. I told her yes. Though now the home was only, it was starting. So even the education that I needed wasn't well structured.
Yeah.
But I had to be there. Even if I was to study one subject in a day, I had to be there. It was better than being at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was depressing being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, you mentioned before we have a quick break here that you were depressed by your parents separating. It cost you to be depressed. Looking back now, because God has delivered you, now you're in a different season.
Right.
What pushed you to experience depression? Because depression is a serious thing.
It's a serious thing. And unfortunately, I had to go through it when I was very young. Being a firstborn and coming from a very humble background, most of the time I would have to take care of my siblings, because most of my growing up, I've grown up with mom. My dad was working here in Nairobi, but rarely coming home.
Yeah.
So with our situations, I would help mom to take care of the family and the siblings. And that's why most of the time as well, I would miss school. And at some point it would get too tough that now my mom would decide, she would call me and tell me, my son, I need to go and find out what is happening to your dad. Let me go in Nairobi and find out what is happening, because he's not regularly coming home, not knowing how we are doing. So my mom would go, probably leave me with 500 shillings, tell me, these 500 shillings will take care of you the 5 days. After 5 days, I'll be back.
Yeah.
So use these 500 to take care of yourself and the siblings.
100 bob a day.
100 bob a day. And I had to use that money wisely. So she would go. But 5 days would become a month. A month would become 2 months. You are left with 500 shillings. Here you have siblings. You as well a child. And it would get too tough. And I got depressed because I was thinking a lot, wondering what is happening to us. Why did mom go and she's not come back? Here we are, we now have no food.
Yeah.
We only have a house where we can stay. There's no food. There's no nothing. So that situation got me very depressed.
Because your siblings were literally depending on you.
They were depending on me. And I would even go to other people's shambas to do work so that I can get money to feed myself and even the siblings. Yeah.
How did God help you out of that? Because you're so young. You're in primary school by then.
I got help. My uncles would come and speak to me sometimes. And all the same, when mom would come back, she would sat me down, talk to me, tell me what she went through even after going to look for my dad, that situations got even more worse. She couldn't even find transport coming back. And so most of the time she would talk to me, encourage me and tell me, don't worry, we will be through. We will be out of it, out of this. One day we will be out of it. And so those encouraging words, my mom, I would say she has been of a very big support to me, even those days. So she really got, she helped me up, and she would speak to me most of the time. Yeah.
So finally you decide you get to a children's home. When we come back after our news at noon, we'd want to know, how was life in the children's home? And how did God speak to you and tell you now you're called to serve me in ministry as a pastor, because you're a pastor?
Right.
And also we'll talk about more of your music. My listener, I'm hosting Pastor Johnson Kibali. He's a singer, he's a pastor. Our guest today on Profile. And remember, for your questions and comments, 20933 is our SMS line. For your questions and comments to him.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.